From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, news information, and your home for chocolate made with scotch? Awesome. Merry Christmas. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Seward. It is December 25th, 2007. We are live today. And Rachel, I made a move last night that I'm not sure was the right one.
Share with me your moves.
What'd you do? I have a little Martha Stewart in me sometimes. And I was setting the table ahead of time for Christmas dinner because I'm making Christmas dinner. And I didn't like the look of my placemats. So I decided I needed new placemats last night at 4:30, and I went into Bed Bath & Berserk.
You did not.
I did. Let me tell you, people who are in Bed Bath & Berserk an hour and a half before it closes on Christmas Eve, they're desperate.
They're also berserk.
There's some desperate, desperate people just looking like, yeah, she'll want vacuum bags under the tree. So I had to sort of very much focus. I went, I got my placemats, I scurried, protected one arm up, protecting myself.
Okay, well, I hope for your sake that Bill and your parents appreciate their table settings.
The table's very pretty.
Okay, well, it is a special Christmas show, and as part of that, we're going to talk to an expat. We check in with Megan Shank. She's spending her Christmas Day in Shanghai, China. We'll talk to her.
We'll also stick with some BPP classics, like the most you click it, we pick it, the most clicked on, viewed, and commented stories on the web. We have the best of them.
And we've got America's Next Top Santa. We'll have the news in just a minute from me, but first, here's the BPP's big story.
Jazz piano legend Oscar Peterson is dead at the age of 82. During a career that spanned seven decades, Peterson became known for fusing a rhythmic swing with spitfire improvisations. He played jazz with the greats, including Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie. Duke Ellington called him the Maharaja of the piano.
News of his death became public on Christmas Eve, but Peterson actually died of kidney failure on Sunday at his home in Toronto. His wife and daughter were with him at the time. Born in Canada, he was a musical prodigy and starred in his own radio show as a teen.
Oh, and now hang on to your seats, folks. Here's Oscar Peterson with his version of Chinatown.
His father was a railroad porter and a self-taught pianist who would give his children musical homework assignments to be completed when he returned from a train trip. When Peterson spoke to NPR in 2003, he said he was more interested in playing baseball, but his natural talent allowed him to pass many of his father's tests.
I had a little routine I used to run through. I found out my elder sister Daisy used to diligently practice the last day to get it all in line before he came, and I had a pretty good ear then. So I would go out and play baseball all week, and she'd say, well, you know, when Pop comes back, you're going to really be in trouble. I'd say, yeah, I know. And the last day or so, I'd sit on the stoop in the backyard. I'd listen to her and then play it for him the next day.
Did that work?
It worked for a while.
Peterson got a big break in 1942, playing and touring with the Johnny Holmes Orchestra. He was the only black member, and he recalled he often couldn't be served in the same hotels or restaurants as the white musicians. He said they would bring him food on the band bus.
In 1949, American jazz impresario Norman Granz was so impressed after he heard Oscar Peterson in a club in Montreal, he invited the pianist to play at Carnegie Hall. That performance launched Peterson's international career. In his lifetime, Peterson won Canada's highest honor, the Order of Canada, as well as eight Grammys, including one for lifetime achievement in 1997.
Let's listen to a little more Oscar Peterson. Here he is performing Autumn Leaves. Sweet sounds sound especially good today. If you want to hear more Oscar Peterson, as well as that entire 2003 NPR interview, go to NPR's music site, npr.org/music.
Oscar Peterson dead at the age of 82. That is the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel with even more news.